thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I don't love mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Admirable viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 and Itagua, Cable Vision, and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santa Anita, Paraguay, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26. In Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoved Province, Channel 21 on Can Altay Cable TV. In Ernet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tanger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhothar Selang Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhandul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhand Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulan Bator, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American award-winning vegan chef shares fun and helpful food suggestions for the coming year. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Kenyan-based The Hearts for Kids program of Take Heart Association Project. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 28th, physician, scientist, writer, and one of the most important Latin American philosophers of the late 18th century, Dr. Eugenio Espejo is respectfully remembered. Born in Quito, Ecuador in 1747, he passed away on this day in 1795. Finishing his medical studies at the age of 20, Dr. Espejo was a pioneer in the field of bacteriology. He highlighted improving sanitation to prevent disease. Blessed with many talents, Dr. Espejo established Quito's first newspaper, Novelties of Quito's Culture, in 1792, and was outspoken in promoting equal rights for all citizens. May gifted and caring individuals such as Dr. Eugenio Espejo continue to grace and enhance our planet.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News update from China. On November 2nd, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck China's Binchuan and Shengyun counties of Dalibai Autonomous Prefecture in Yunnan Province, injuring 28 people. Some 280,000 people from less fortunate backgrounds were affected as 30,000 homes were damaged and more than 1,000 collapsed. Meanwhile, 4 primary schools in Binchuan villages were damaged, forcing students to live and study in portable buildings.
Upon hearing the situation, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated a total of $35,000 in aid to the most desperate and to help rebuild the schools. This amount could acquire $277,000 in essential supplies if purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living.
After conducting initial emergency relief work in Binchuan, our association's local relief team consulted the local government about the reconstruction of the schools and were able to provide $19,000 to aid in the rebuilding that had begun on 4 new schools. They also provided funds for supplies, such as books and pens, and gave cash assistance to the 4 most desperate students at 2 of the schools. The teachers and students were moved to tears and were reluctant to part from our association members.
The relief team then went to visit a home for the elderly in Pingchuan, where they offered cash assistance to 8 homeless seniors who were staying there.
In a wish to recognize Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent endeavors, the Binchuan County government presented the relief team with a certificate of honor, along with a special invitation to visit the schools after their construction was completed. The local officials also invited our association members to a veg dinner that night, which was warmly accepted.
We thank the local Chinese officials for their initiatives to aid in the recovery of the quake-affected residents. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's thoughtful assistance to the vulnerable and for our association members' sincere efforts to help. Wishing the Chinese people a swift road to complete recuperation and that our planetary protection may be ensured through humanity's more given stewardship on Earth.
Disasters wreak havoc in Kenya. Since Wednesday, December 23rd, the Kenyan capital of Nairobi has been swept with torrential rainfall and thunderstorms. In nearby Kajiado district in Narok, 5 people lost their lives when they tried to cross swollen rivers and were swept away. Roofs were torn off several buildings and billboards were felled. When an uprooted tree fell atop a city bus, 2 people lost their lives and several others sustained injuries.
Meanwhile, commuters were stranded for hours as city council workers worked overnight to clear roads.
Local Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Garishan Apakawa, said this is the worst flooding in many years, as he also conveyed concern for an outbreak of cholera and other waterborne diseases. East of Nairobi, the resort town of Malindi experienced a fire fueled by monsoon winds that destroyed 8 villas and parts of 2 beach hotels.
With a sorrowful heart and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai swiftly requested that our association members please go to help the most desperate and the bereaved, saying that financial assistance is available if needed.
Our appreciation goes to the Nairobi City Council and other personnel for your efforts to ease the situation, as we send our sincere sympathies for the lives lost. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care extended to the distressed. With the grace of the providence, may the flood affected have a smooth recovery, as such disturbing events are eased through humanity's kinder, uplifting ways.
Heavy rain and ice in North and South Carolina, USA. On Christmas Day, Friday, central and northeastern South Carolina experienced heavy rains falling at a rate as high as 2 inches per hour, causing floods of up to 7 feet of water in some parts of the capital city of Columbia. The southern parts of the state were on tornado watch, but reported no major storms.
In the mountainous regions of North Carolina, the heavy rains and freezing temperatures combined to form ice that was as much as 3/4 inch thick in some areas. About 400,000 residents experienced power outages as the strong winds and ice felled trees and branches. We pray for the Carolina residents' safety and comfort during this unexpectedly turbulent cold weather. May we and all brethren be protected from worse weather events by our increased regard for each other and our earthly home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Brazilian president saluted by French media as Man of the Year. The respected French daily news, Le Monde, has recognized President Lula da Silva with the first ever distinction for his endeavors in democratic reform and improving Brazilians' lives. The leader, who has been called one of the most popular politicians in the world, has made drastic reductions in poverty figures and thus fostered better lives for millions of fellow citizens. Saying that his accomplishments could serve as an example for other emerging countries, the newspaper further lauded the president's social reform, stating, "Lula's excellent reputation is Brazil's renovation." We join in respectful accolades, Your Excellency, for this distinguished recognition. May your thoughtful leadership and humanitarian efforts continue for the benefit of all Brazilian fellow citizens.
MSI Language TV Network launched in Morocco. After more than a year's preparation and anticipation, the news agency Agence France-Presse, or AFP, has announced the launch of Morocco's public television network in the Amazigh language. The new channel is scheduled to broadcast 6 hours on weekdays, 10 hours on the weekends, and is likely to benefit nearly a third of Moroccans who speak the Berber dialects, known as Amazigh or Tamazite. What wonderful news for the Amazigh-speaking people! Many thanks, Morocco, for this addition to your televised broadcast networks. Blessed be such endeavors in bridging trust and understanding across the globe.
Pig factory farms impact to human health under legal evaluation. Experts say that the swine flu virus was bred in the deplorable conditions of pig factory farms in North America. For the pervasive industrial-scale farm, filth is inevitable, with overcrowding of animals and their waste, which is now understood to affect surrounding communities. Currently, neighbors of pork and dairy farms in Indiana, USA, have filed multiple lawsuits due to invasive swarms of flies, along with physical symptoms such as nose and even skin-damaging odors, headaches and nausea, sinus infections, and serious respiratory problems.
Some of the facilities under investigation produce millions of gallons of dangerous substances, including bacteria and hormone-filled manure. Representing the factory farm neighbors with a wish to change the system are three nationally prominent trial lawyers, one of whom has previous experience winning cases with other livestock farms.
With pig factory farm-related swine flu tallies a severe underrepresentation of reality, the confirmed cases currently number 20,160 and counting, and are still cause to worry as the disease continues to spread in various countries. Cambodia just reported 544 cases with 6 fatalities, and India's total of 24,932 confirmed illnesses includes 852 deaths. The Czech Republic reports some 1,200 infected with 48 fatalities, including 10 people who have lost their lives within a recent one-week period.
We sorrow for both the victims of the swine flu and the families suffering from the often debilitating effects of neighboring factory farms. May the day soon come when such threats to both humans and animals cease through our change to the life-saving organic vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed an alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
University official freed. Dr. Orlando Fajardo, Vice President of Basilan State College in the Philippines, was released on Thursday, December 24th, following 2 weeks of detainment. Basilan Vice Governor Al-Rashid Sacolahul affirmed Dr. Fajardo's good health and also stated that members of the Moral Islamic Liberation Front were instrumental in negotiating his release, which occurred in time for his arrival home by Christmas. We are relieved to know of Dr. Fajardo's well-being and send our appreciation to the Moral Islamic Liberation Front and all others involved in securing his peaceful freedom, wishing him cherished time spent with loved ones always.
Save our planet. Micronesian Island suffers climate change impacts. The people of the low-lying Atoll Ifalik, one of the islands of the Federated States of Micronesia, or FSM, are facing serious threats due to the increasing effects of global warming. A king tide that struck last year is still causing damage to this year's crops of the islanders' staple food, taro.
Co-author of a report on FSM food security and climate risks, U.S. Professor Charles Fletcher expressed concern that as sea levels rise, the food situation will only become more dire, and said that many communities like Ifalik are headed toward the need for ongoing humanitarian assistance. Affirming that the outlook is not hopeful, Ifalik's chief Mano Pekaicheng said, "We just put our lives in the hands of God and hope the people who cause all these problems step in and help."
Our appreciation for your informed voice of concern, Professor Fletcher and colleagues, as we pray for the residents of Ifalik and other low-lying islands whose people are already enduring the perils of a warming planet. Let us swiftly come together in meaningful action so that all beings may once again thrive.
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently addressed the need for urgent action to halt the tolls of global warming, as during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee. I ask everyone to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation, experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg, go green, to save the planet, to prevent such trauma, and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens.
Save our planet. Swedish burger fast food chain encourages meat reduction to offset carbon emissions. In efforts to lower meat consumption as part of raising environmental awareness, a Swedish fast food chain called Max Burger has published the carbon footprint of every item on its menu, showing that beef has the highest CO2 emissions. Spokesman Par Larsson said, "We think you need to be honest with the customer. We hope to change the whole of the fast food industry by this. We want people to eat less meat." A recent national poll showed that 92% of Swedish people wanted more information about eco footprint of products they consume. We appreciate your endeavors, Mr. Larsson's and Max Burger, for informing the public of the carbon intensity of meat. May such information help everyone make more humane and greener choices to tread more lightly on our planet.
Save Our Planet. German Education and Research Minister Annette Schavan announces plans to invest $2.87 billion over the next 6 years on research to curb climate change.
Save Our Planet. The Bihar state government in India will be able to engage more citizens in the National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme through a program to plant 2.7 million bamboo saplings that will also protect flood-prone parts of the state.
Save Our Planet. Grain farmers in Australia's Northern Victoria state report harvest reductions of at least 30% this season due to drought.
Warning news. In a study performed at Trimega Laboratories in the UK, nearly half of all people who tested positive for cocaine also tested positive for a deadly heart attack-inducing chemical called cocaethylene that occurs when cocaine is mixed with alcohol.
Hi, how are you, friends? I'm Kani the Takai, and I'm vegan. Would you like to hear a tip on a helpful food? It's the onion. The World Health Organization, or WHO, recommends using this vegetable for improving appetite and assisting in preventing atherosclerosis. WHO also recognizes the positive effect of onion extract for treating coughs, colds, and bronchitis. Remember to buy or grow organic when you can. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Chile and Costa Rica. A global call to save the planet conferences sponsored by our association members were held at the Carmela Carvajal de Prat High School in Santiago, Chile, and at the University of Costa Rica in San Jose. Speakers at the Chile event included Mr. Alejandro Ayala Polanco, founder of the vegan organization Homo Vegetus, who discussed the moral beliefs of the plant-based diet. Engineer Ms. Nelva Villagran, vegan professor and president of College of Nutrition of Chile, talked about the health benefits of an animal-free lifestyle. In Costa Rica, environmental geographer Mr. Edgar Espinosa Cisneros spoke of the ethics of a cruelty-free diet. Both seminars included slide and video shows explaining the cause of climate change and the quickest solution to halting it, the compassionate vegan diet.
Esto debería hacerse más masivo, porque es cosa de informar a las personas de lo que está pasando con el planeta y una forma de ayudar tan práctico que está en nuestras manos.
Yo creo que deberíamos tomar todos una dieta vegana.
No es un juego lo que está pasando con el planeta actualmente, y la dieta vegetariana es una opción, la opción más inmediata y probablemente la más adecuada para poder revertir los cambios.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico, salva el planeta.
After the presentations, a variety of complimentary animal-free fare was shared with those in attendance in Chile. In Costa Rica, guests received bags containing vegan treats, recipes, and climate change information. A meat-free petition was also available to sign, urging governments to declare a weekly meat-free day. Our sincere appreciation, all those that were present at these events, for your thoughtful participation. May all quickly realize and make the heroic choice to save the planet by being vegan.
In Veg News, a USA plant-based chef shares food tips for a joyful 2010. American acclaimed vegan chef Mr. Mark Reinfeld has given some ideas for a delicious and nutritious coming year in Basil and Spice, an online health-orientated publication. Mr. Reinfeld's suggestions include buying produce grown in your area, reading labels when shopping to avoid chemical ingredients, and trying one or two new and exciting items every week. He also recommended visiting different vegan sites and blogs to get fun recipe ideas, and thoroughly enjoying smoothies, stir fries, and salads. Mr. Reinfeld has co-authored the award-winning animal-free cookbooks, Vegan Fusion World Cuisine and The 30-Minute Vegan. For more information, please visit www.veganfusion.com. Our many thanks, Mr. Mark Reinfeld, for your valuable support of the animal-free diet. May each individual make 2010 a planet-protecting year with delectable and cruelty-free fare.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat, and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, presenting an organization based in Kenya that has helped more than 100 children receive life-sustaining heart surgeries. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more blessing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a joy-filled world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, with the Kenyan-based The Hearts for Kids program of Take Heart Association Project. which sponsors children to visit different countries for needed medical help.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike. The Hearts for Kids program of Take Heart Association Project, or THAP, based in Kenya, Africa, is dedicated to saving the lives of disadvantaged youngsters that have congenital heart problems and rheumatic heart disease. The nonprofit, founded by Mr. Peter Mbogo Kamau in 1992, offers surgery to children in need in Kenya and East Africa and support to the family.
THAP has helped over 100 children and young adults receive successful heart operations. The patients have been flown to Kenya, India, Italy, and the United States for their treatment. In addition, the organization offers post-operation follow-up and accommodation for recuperation after the hospital stay.
The parents of Victor, who was a recipient of acutely needed surgery, stated, "He met us at our deepest point of need as our beloved son Victor was struggling with a heart problem. On June 8, 2005, Victor had a very successful heart surgery. Within a few days, we started to experience life in Victor as we had never seen before. We owe all this to THAP, and we are sincerely grateful." THAP envisions developing the needed facilities in Kenya so that more children like Victor can receive life-sustaining medical intervention. God bless you, Mr. Peter Mbogo Kamau, and Take Heart Association Project, for your kindness. May you continue to assist more and more precious youngsters to have vibrant lives and promising futures.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in Formosan or Taiwanese entitled Late Problem.
Tom 有一个问题，就是早起爬不起来，上班总是袂赴，伊的头家对伊发脾气，搁较威胁。如果伊若无改进，就要甲开除。Tom 只好找医生帮忙，医生给伊一粒药啊，叫伊困进前吃落去。结果托姆睡了真好，而且早起伊伫个脑筋向进前都醒起来，伊慢慢啊食早顿，然后欢欢喜喜开车去上班。伊甲头家讲：“迄粒药啊，真正有效呢。”头家讲：“安尼好啊，不过你昨去倒位啊？”
And now for our viewers' hotline about the public service announcement.Drying rivers, lakes and reservoirs on Supreme Master Television, which shows that the vast number of waterways have diminished or have totally dried up.
Great information. Thank you. Will mirror on my channel, Crimson from the United Kingdom.
Earth Caring Crimson, we thank you for your concern. It is so urgent that each individual realize the dire situation our planet faces.More information can be accessed at suprememastertv.com/SOS, which can be downloaded free of charge. How fortunate we are that the Earth-Saving Vegan Solution, as advocated by Supreme Master Ching Hai and many leading scientists, can be conveniently embraced by all during this modern time. God's blessings and love to you and your nature-loving United Kingdom co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us.You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be endowed with peace and joy. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
the Indian government amends its Right to Education Act to include children with physical disabilities, autism, and cerebral palsy to help ensure their education.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy phones fellow national and academic Clotilde Reyes, released on bail to the French embassy in Iran, to express his full support and hope he will soon be free to return to France.
Dubai's Department of Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities launches a week-long program, Water and Electricity Are Gifts to Preserve, providing lectures by elite scholars to raise awareness of resource conservation.
A South Australian cheese manufacturer recalls two types of cheeses to protect the public from possible E. coli contamination.
Cultural clubs in Tunis, Tunisia, sponsor the third annual Children's Cultural Festival to offer youths the opportunity to develop their creativity through such events as puppetry, literary events, choir, and dance workshops.
New Zealand and Belgium join in ratifying the Convention on Cluster Munitions Ban, which would formally outlaw the use and production of such arms, following the ratification of just four more countries.
After a meeting between Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and His Majesty King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk of Bhutan, cooperative agreements are signed in areas such as agriculture, health, and civil aviation.
In Ethiopia's Oromia State, at the opening ceremony of a training center funded with assistance from the Finnish government, Ambassador of Finland to Ethiopia, Leo Olasvirta, affirms his country's continued support.
Morocco Trade and Industry Minister Ahmed Reda Chami announces plans for the nation's development of internet access to rural schools as well as 500 community and youth centers.
Saudi Arabia donates $3.7 million to support three projects carried out by the UN Relief and Works Agency to benefit the Palestinian people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.